Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy. I don't hear him. Where is he?
What's up?
Oh, there you are. You're like
delayed. It has gotten to the point where I don't even need to watch sports.
Why is that?
Oh. Well, because I can just get updates from you.
What did I say?
Sangoon.
Bum.
Go to the Oaks. Now I know who lost that game.
Yeah.
And you know the once a year text I'm going to get. Fat bum, you will never win a championship. So I know the Clippers lost.
Yeah.
I ain't even have to watch. I got updates from Totes. I know who lost.
To be fair, I didn't watch the Clippers either. I just was like, I go in there and I'm like, oh, they're losing. I was watching boxing, I think, at the time, which, what a weekend. I mean, it's so weird.
Wait. Saturday boxing or Saturday
All
boxing?
I watched Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Saturday boxing. Friday, Saturday boxing was terrible.
It was terrible. That's what I'm saying.
Sunday boxing.
It was saved last night, Vlad. I honestly think the sport was saved last night.
No, I saw when you posted that, and I liked it.
If they would have had three duds in a row, I think you might have had to pack up the sport. I think you would have. I think you would have. Dude, it was so bad.
Even the news, like even when they were reporting the victories, they were like, lackluster fight.
I don't know when this happened.
Nobody got knocked out.
I don't know when this happened in the sport either, where we just accepted the fact, like, you're allowed just as a star now, just because somebody else doesn't want to fight you, you're getting a pass for the fight being boring. And I'm just like, nah, dude, like, go make the fight interesting. Like, let's go. And
Canelo, the guy was running.
He was, but you want to know something? You could tell by the middle of the fight, Canelo didn't want to chase him either. Like, Canelo's just like, whatever. Like, Canelo threw the fewest punches, I think, in an undisputed championship ever. Like, okay, you ran. You don't try and chase him? You know, like I can't put it all.
He's the champ. He's the champ, though.
You're Canelo Alvarez. People have been running for you for 25 years.
Right. So come get me.
In fairness, it was early in the morning in Saudi Arabia, so maybe the guy was having his morning jog. That was ridiculous.
Maybe. But like I watched this weekend and I just thought to myself, you know, that Turki Alashik, who's paying all this money for every one of these fighters.
He gotta be pissed.
Why is he paying for tune-up fights? Like he has Terrence Crawford there. Terrence Crawford hasn't fought in forever. Why didn't they just fight last night? I'm trying to figure this one out. Like, this one does not... Because why? Because it has to be the undisputed championship. And who cares? Why weren't they fighting last night or on Saturday?
Because they want Tobin and Leroy to go to Vegas in September to watch the fight at Allegiant Stadium.
Vlad, I just thought it was so strange.
Right, Leroy?
We had all these fights this weekend. We had Ryan Garcia lose to Rolly Romero, which, by the way, him off the juice, not good.
And Rolly didn't talk that much trash after that.
Yeah, he's a weird guy. He's one of the weirdest.
Very weird.
One time, Vlad, I interviewed him, and I didn't even air it because it was like 4 minutes, and he was high as a kite, Yogi. He was telling me about elves, and I'm just like, you know what? I think I'm out on this one.
Hey, you always ask me, hey, you want to I'm interviewing so-and-so. You want to or sometimes I know how he feels about the interview. He won't even call.
Yeah, I know.
He won't even call.
Sometimes, though, I'll get, like, the bat signal from Martin. He'll be like, hey, you want to interview this guy in 20 minutes? I'm like, sure. Like, I'm not doing it. Yeah, sure, okay. You know, which I appreciate Martin always thinking of us, so I'm not a... But, like, he'll literally call me with, like, 20. He's like, hey, you want to interview Caleb Plant? And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. But, dude, that fight card, first of all, here's what was stupid for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put it in the middle of Times Square. Isn't the point for all of New York to watch the fight? They put it up, and they did, like, the Vegas F1 thing, where they put walls around it at Times Square. So unless you were on the high rise and like on the construction crew, people from the street couldn't watch the fight. And I'm like, well, what was the point of it being in Times Square then?
Because you can't
the aesthetics?
Charge people.
But who cares? Like, isn't you if you're going to throw money to the wind, right? Like, you're already putting on the fights nobody wants to see, right? You're Devin Haney versus a guy I want to see Devin Haney fight Ryan Garcia for revenge. Okay. And if you're going to do that, and you're doing it for the spectacle should be, the payoff should be the spectacle. Not it being in a red box on Times Square. Made no sense.
You basically could have did that anywhere. They could have did it 100%. In every
place. You could have done it at the, do it at like the top of the Empire State Building.
No, you didn't even have to do it. You could have gone to like the little room in the garden.
Right, you could have gone to the theater in the garden. What's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point if Bobo from the Bronx can't go and watch it? Doesn't make sense to me. I was like, so I just watched boxing this weekend, confused. I'm like, nobody wants to fight. Nobody wants to put on a show for anybody. And then finally, last night, Naoya Inoue, this dude was awesome. I mean, he was a killer after he got put down hard in the second round.
Well, he fell on his ass.
I mean, he ran into a hook. And I was like, I don't know if he's getting up from that. He was like, whoop, 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 whoop. And mind you, he was Leroy. I saw on the broadcast, they said -6,500. He was, at one point on the Hard Rock app, he was -10,000 to win this fight. -10,000 to win this fight. And I was like, dude, if he loses this weekend, this is the most disastrous weekend in the history of boxing.
This is Riddick Bowe, Mike Tyson. Not Riddick Bowe, but Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Situation.
Not if you took Cardenas.
If you took Cardenas. Who took Cardenas?
That's what I'm
Mrs. Cardenas? Who took Cardenas? But
this guy was driving DoorDash a couple of years ago.
Dude, he was. But I give him credit because he's like, I'm fighting the champ. I'm going down swinging.
No, he could. And he fighting.
Hit him with the bomb. He put him down, but then at least he just kept throwing bombs because he's like, I've already won. I've just put the monster on the canvas. He didn't dance. He didn't run. But Naoya, in a way, was
he took too many blows, though.
Oh, man. In a way, after that, he killed him. I mean, he killed him.
That man's urinating like, blood hey, right now.
It's like the great. It was the great white hype. You remember you?
Well, yeah. No, because at least he still kept on hitting him. You know what I'm saying? Right. The great white hype. After he went, after he got hit, it was Rap City. After that, for Billy?
Yeah,
dude. I was worried for the sport this weekend, and it was
Billy Conklin.
It was something, man. But anyway, thankfully, Inoue saved boxing last night. He saved boxing.
But that's what even champs are hesitant to fight for a tune-up fight, real aggressive fight.
But you shouldn't. Like, Canelo Alvarez fight the Turkish.
Tobin, we have this conversation all the time. I ask some of the people we have on, are you tired of all of the antics? And you never get to see the fights that you think would be good, right? We play this game over and over again.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Like, if this guy, Turkey, is paying out the nose, like, if I'm him, I'm like, what do you mean tune-up fight? You're fighting school. Like, who cares? You're Devin Haney and you're Ryan Garcia. Why aren't they just fighting immediately? Why are they fighting on the same night? Because you want to know something? Because then boxing can happen, and Ryan Garcia off the juice looks terrible. And now it's like, does anybody want to see those two fight? They just put on one of the worst nights of boxing ever. I don't want to see them fight. Who cares?
Right.
So anyway, headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory. Like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride, remember when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. As Leroy mentioned, yes, the Petty Watch was a failure last night. Jimmy Butler moves on. He gets a 33 points from Buddy Hield, and the Warriors beat the Rockets because Şengün, I mean, was terrible.
Well,
I'm blaming Şengün.
Terrible. He was
20. No, he wasn't bad.
21-14-8. Here's the problem.
He was, dude,
Tobin.
He was
Jalen
so bad.
Green was bad.
So, Şengün, Tobin, here's the problem.
What was Şengün from the field last night?
9-23.
It felt worse than that. I'm telling you, dude.
Tobin, here's the problem.
He stat stuffed at the end.
You're playing a 3-point shooting team. And you're facing him with a team that can't shoot worth a lick.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody gets hot, it's over.
Yeah,
you can't beat them with twos.
You can if you make them. You can if you make them, and you're getting guarded by 6'5" guys.
Yeah, all right. I'm just saying, once Buddy Hield got hot, I'm like, uh-oh, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah, but they did get it.
They don't have an answer.
They did, but Buddy Hield did most of his damage in the first half. It was still a game. Like, Steph really, like, took it home at the end last night. And Jimmy. Jimmy at the very end. But, like, I was like, come on, dude. This is what you're going to lose by Şengün? Bunny after bunny, you're going down? He stunk. Telling you, it was his fault.
21-14.
He stat stuffed.
He did stat at
he
the
stat
end.
Stuffed at
but
the end, dude.
The fact of the matter is he played so well the Game 5 and Game 6. You were
he
expecting
did.
Him to play well in Game 7. They were missing bunnies.
Silly me. You're going to – did he stop being 7 foot tall?
Yeah, but again, it's the same situation that happened with the Cavs and the Pacers, right? Now, I give credit to Spider because he realized his shot was off, and so he was getting to the rim at will.
Yeah, but I mean, it took a little too late.
They never shot that poorly from three all year.
Yeah, I honestly, if I'm the Cavs, first of all, welcome to the playoffs. Like, they finally took on a playoff team. But second of all, like, what were they, 19 of 38 from three? Pacers, and you lost, and a game that wasn't really a blowout. Like, I wouldn't feel too awful about that one.
You lost to a guy that every time he shoots a three, I'm like, why is he shooting that? And, like, he's weird how he shoots.
Who?
Halliburton?
Halliburton.
So what?
I know. I mean, I know. But
dude, there's a lot of guys who have weird shooting forms. Yeah. Don't, you know?
I saw a play where dude did was it the Rockets game? No, it was – it might have been Cleveland where dude took like 7 steps and made a layup. And everybody goes – wow, they're being a little loose with the traveling.
Yeah, they always are. You basically can do what you want. But, yeah, last night in the NBA, Pacers beat the Cavaliers 121-112. They go up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference semifinals, and in Game 7, the Rockets lose to the Warriors 103-89. And, there you go. Warriors now move on to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And tonight,
you're not going to win if you can't score more than 103 points. I don't care what your how good you are defensively. If you can't score 100 points, you ain't going to never have a chance to win a game.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm.
This ain't the 90s.
Nope. Nope. It was a rough one. It was a rough game to watch. Never really like felt like they were totally in it because of, it was always like an 8 point.
Right.
You know,
and they go on a little run, then bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Somebody make a shot.
So what are you?
Vlad, how you feeling tonight?
I feel good tonight. I know, you always feel good until tip off. It's like Mike Tyson says, everybody has a plan until they get hit.
It's a house money playoff game.
The problem
anyway.
Is they're all calling Cat soft. He could really change the narrative in this series, right?
Cat's never going to be able to change the narrative until he wins the title. He just has it's just a face.
I mean,
and
if they beat, they would change if he balls out and they beat Boston.
I mean,
he
out of everybody there on the Knicks, he has the most, other than OG, he has the most experience. He went to a Western Conference final last year.
Right.
And did good against Joker.
And he did very well against Joker.
I don't really know this is a series where he's going to change the narrative of him being soft.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
The Celtics don't have a ton of size.
But it would be soft if you have Jaylen Brown guarding you. You can't move Jaylen Brown down the post.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So it's not about soft. It just might be he's just not
that
they guy.
For some reason, they try to hide him. And when the pace is big, they can't. They don't put him on bigs.
No, because he can't defend.
Right. So what ends up happening is your only size on the floor can't be Cat, because he ain't going to be in the paint. He going to be out there standing by Josh Hart.
But there's not much other big men.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Porzingis.
Porzingis
and Al Horford, like, they're both stretch bigs anyway.
Detroit series was weird because there'll be three games where he just busted Tobias Harris down low, and then there was games where it was like he was nowhere to be found. So it's just the inconsistency.
No, I would say, honestly, this series is probably, they're both pretty high-scoring series. Like, you have both teams that have a lot of offensive firepower. Trevor wants to know who I'm rooting for, and what I'm rooting for is the next week to happen because I really don't care. Celtics, Knicks, what do I give a rat's ass?
I mean, you see?
Beat each other's breaks in and, you know, to the victor go the spoils. I don't care.
Thank you. Thank you, Tobin. Tobin looks at it like a fan should. Like, when people ask me when the Heat and Celtics are playing, I don't care. They just get to the finals. If the Heat win, good. I still work. If the Heat lose, I still work.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's really like one of those things. Like, I do not care who wins this series. I
look at it a little.
If I was worried about anything for the Celtics, they're kind of banged up. Like, I mean, Jrue Holiday's.
Well,
not,
he is playing game one.
They're all playing, but I don't think they're all doing great. Like, if I was, you know, in this situation, and you got, yeah, you know, look, screw the Celtics. Finally, they're having some injury luck go their way. You know, they got Jrue Holiday with a hammy. I think Jaylen Brown's banged up. I think he's got a knee thing, and then Tatum's got the wrist. Horford's 100 years old. Kristaps Porzingis is a sneeze away from season up.
This is the reason why you would want to win. Whoever beats the Celtics would love it. Is because they're breaking up this nucleus.
Yeah, it's probably, but it's probably going to get broken up anyway. Like, they're not going to be able to afford this team.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. If you beat them and, you know, they deny them a repeat, that's, you know, that means a little bit more than if they won it and then they break up. You know what I'm saying? Because then they would have been like, oh, they won the back-to-back, and people would understand. Now, if you beat them, you know that, okay, there's going to be a new sheriff in town, because Celtics been running this conference for the last 5-6
Look,
years.
If I was in the trust tree here, Vlad, all right, if you weren't the New York Knicks,
no,
I would love Jalen Brunson. There's nothing not to love about him.
Absolutely.
He's one of the most likable players. He's unstoppable.
Same with Tyler.
He does a little bit of the...
Tyler.
He's a dwarf. What can I be mad about? You know, he's got to do some gimmicks. But unfortunately, you're the New York Knicks. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
And guess what?
It is what it is.
You don't think New York would don't like Tyler Hero and his swag and everything? Yeah, we like that white boy. We cool with him. But he plays for the Heat. It's understandable. We're ops. We can never root for each other. We may respect each other, but I don't want you to root for me.
I really just dislike your fans. Specifically,
that's where I was going.
Ben Stiller I root for
or against people based on their fans sometimes.
but my other side of this is Sully and Murph. Like, right. Jesus.
I don't have to deal with a lot of Boston fans down here. But the Knicks fans.
Anyway, that gets going tonight. You got Celtics and Knicks, 7 o'clock. Boston is a 9.5-point favorite.
What's the total?
215? 220?
If it's in the 220s, I'm not touching it. If it's in the two teens, I'll touch it. Pause.
The 212.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then Thunder. They are 9.5-point favorites tonight over the Nuggets in game
one. I like
the
Nuggets in that game to cover. Only because the Thunder haven't played in 10 days.
We'll see.
That's a lot of rust, man.
But then you also have the Nuggets. Like, it's a tough thing when it's like rust. I don't know. I never know which to go that way. 9:30 tonight, TNT, and that total is 226. So, there you go. That's tonight. The Marlins, they open up a 3-game series with the Dodgers tonight after dropping 2 out of 3 to the A's. They lose on Sunday 3-2. The Marlins, they had a very exciting win in the series, a walk-off grand slam.
That was nice. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kyle Stowers, but, you know, they've been hitting some hard times, and I don't think the Dodgers are going to help with that very much.
Oh, Shohei's in town, huh?
Oh, man. And then finally.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Of course, tonight, Panthers, Maple Leafs, 8 o'clock. You can hear that game right here, 560 WQM. We'll get into a little bit of that. Cats and Leafs. That's next. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. Cats back at it tonight. Panthers, Maple Leafs, 8 o'clock puck drop from Scotiabank Center. They wanted us. They got us. Chanting, we want Florida. I worked out for you last time. Gets going tonight, and very excited about it. The Panthers, of course, taking care of Tampa gentlemanly, and the Maple Leafs being able to hold off baby Tkachuk and the Ottawa Senators. I saw Tkachuk's brother had to go to tell the media, no, baby, I don't want out of Ottawa. Wink. That was part of his answer. You couldn't see. I mean, if you didn't watch carefully. Wink.
You're unbelievable.
What do you mean, dude? Like, look, I don't know if we're going to be able to afford him. You know,
Tommy, you know what I want to know?
Benny's earning a lot of dough this playoff run.
Leroy, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Do you think Tobin loves the playoffs or the offseason and whale hunting and for everybody? What do you think he loves?
I think he's a chameleon.
Thank you.
He loves whatever is going on at that time. So, notice how his love for basketball has waned a little bit, right?
He wants everyone.
Now, basketball season ain't over. Tobin is in off-season mode.
That's right.
Every time somebody have a bad game, guess what Tobin says? Make a stink.
I understand, but he's going after Brady Tkachuk, and the man just... The man just took off his ice skates and took off his uniform.
I felt bad for him.
And he's already like, wink. Come on, man.
I will say he handled that question because people get asked that question all the time when they're on a team. They're like, hey, do you like it here? Because his brother did not want to be in Canada. His brother wanted to be toes in the sand. But, you know, not all brothers are the same. Some brothers are different. Maybe he wants to stick it out. You know, I don't know. I don't know what Brady Tkachuk wants. But. I know that he's going to be down here now and enjoying his time toes in the sand. And one has to wonder, wink, how much do you like the cold of Ottawa?
See, Tobin would be the worst person to be next to Brady Tkachuk at a game, like a game 3 and game 4. Oh, my God. He's like, you see what your brother's doing.
You see that? Took the cup into the ocean.
Oh, my God. The elbow room every weekend.
He probably knows. He's just like, ugh. You think his brother just FaceTimes him and goes, what are you doing? I did a rod. Oh, the dog racing again. That sounds fun. That sounds fun, Brady. He goes, what are you doing today? Are you sculpting ice sculptures with a pickaxe? He goes, I'm not an Eskimo.
Say, what are you doing? He said, what are you doing in Florida? One word. ass Trump.
That's two words, isn't it?
It could be one. You
gotta put a hyphen in between.
It depends. You know,
Vlad.
I don't know if we've said.
I appreciate you calling that out, because before I said it, I was thinking, is it one word or two words?
Gotta put a hyphen, man.
I've always
gotta put a crack or a hyphen.
Trying is not one word.
I've always.
So it has to be. You have to do the whole Astron together.
See, really?
Here's Astron came together through Voltron, of course, which was bootleg Power Rangers. I don't know who came first, actually. But, like, Voltron is just one word.
Wait a minute. Tron is a word? There's a movie, damn Tron.
No,
what are you talking about?
But Voltron Assemble, like, that's the...
I understand
assemble!
That. But when we talk about Astron...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this...
By the way, Astron, you failed us in this Cavs series.
Failed us! It's two cheeks. With a crack. So therefore, Astron with a hyphen. It makes sense.
Did you guys see last night the double OT game? The Winnipeg Jets can't come back all the way. They were down 3-1, score late in the third period, and then end up winning in double overtime, which, I mean, man, dude, overtime hockey, Leroy, game 7.
It's intense.
Whew. It took me away from the Warriors game. I was just like, come on, this is so much. And that was a game 7, but that was a terrible game 7. I mean, it was so bad.
Just keep it a buck. Game 7s in hockey are better than game 7s in NBA.
What? Oh, especially overtime? Brought me back to the Panthers OT game against the Hurricanes. I remember I fell asleep in the middle of that. I'm not going to lie. 4 overtimes. But I woke up for the 4th overtime. I was like,
wait, did you guys do a show later that day?
Did we do a show later?
Because there's no way you guys could have stayed up for that whole game. Was that a Friday
night? I fell asleep, I think, after the second. I fell asleep for an overtime. I fell asleep for the 3rd overtime. Woke up for the 4th for the win.
J-Fix said we did.
It was wild, dude. That was an insane one. Insane. But yes, they Winnipeg ends up moving on. They beat St. Louis. I mean, it was Binnington. I felt terrible for him because, like, he gives up the goal, and he's immediately like belly on the ice. Just in, it's like, oh, like that gut punch as a goalie. Like that has to be. And you played so well. 43 saves for him yesterday.
Yeah,
monster.
I would say this is. I can't remember being on the winning side, but I can remember all the times I was on the losing side. It's like, it's just sports, right? It's terrible.
Trevor says, couldn't have happened to a better coach, Jim Montgomery. Yeah, I don't like him. He was the former Bruins coach, Leroy. He ended up with St. Louis.
So you see, this is weird, right? So mm-hmm. You see how Leroy said he doesn't remember. He remembers the wins, but he remembers the losses more. So then how can we tell people, don't listen to the criticism, listen to the fans? Just listen to your people that cheer you when you're saying, like, athletes, that's how people are just born. Like, that's just who
it's
you
not,
are.
It's not that. It's, how can I put this? You would think the excitement of winning a big game would overpower the misery of losing. And I would say, no, it doesn't, because I can remember winning a Rose Bowl. I can remember beating Ohio State. But I more remember losing, being up 30-14, losing to the Canes in college, losing to Notre Dame because our field goal kicker missed a field goal, losing the NFC Championship game. That I can remember the whole game. Whereas when you win, you can just remember the fun after the game. I can't remember play by play. And part of it is because when these games are over, you always wonder if there's something else you could have done. And so you relive the moments over and over and over and over again. I can go back to plays long before that field goal that if we had handled our business, wouldn't have been in that situation, right? And it's a weird dynamic. And I don't know if it's just me or an athlete's thing, but if you ask me, what your best moments are in sports, I would have to think about it. But if you ask me what was your worst moments in sports, I can spit them out like this. I remember in high school, we were playing an undefeated team. It was 4th-and-1, and I didn't get it. High school, and we lost.
No wonder it sticks with you.
I don't know what to tell you. So while fans are
algebra
upset,
class the next day was tough.
When fans were upset at, you know, their team, or they'll point out a certain person, like Tobin points out Shangoon or whatever, the players relive that crap for a long time. Not just like, you don't forget it, even though you try to. It's a weird thing.
Well, we'll take a break. Continue the Cats talk as Paul Maurice had some thoughts. And plus, that bum from Tampa Bay spoke about the taking out Barkov, and he thought that he was bullied this series. That's next.
Fat bum!
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get to the road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Oh, man.
Really? Really?
What?
We got to hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I don't want to hear you slurp.
Part of the bit. Part of the bit.
It's part of the bit. It's part of the bit, baby. Panthers at it tonight. You got this Paul.
Is it cold? Or did you just grab a hot one?
No. It's cold. I got it from the I actually got this one from the gas station on the way here. Mango lemonade.
Mango lemonade.
That sounds like it tastes good.
Don't sound like an intangible flavor.
Well, you know, listen. My Celsius palate is immense. So we obviously know we're coming off. We're about to get into it. I'm sure another heated series. I'm sure this is going to happen. I mean, it's Cats in 5, but you know, I'm sure it's going to be a heated series. I know that those Leafs fans are, you know, they're going to get what they wanted, which was the they wanted Florida. You know, that's what they all think. That's what they all think. And then it's they hit too hard and
They always yell that. And then the first, when the game starts, you can see the fans going, maybe not.
Like the great Arne Anderson's always said, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
You just might get it.
Yeah.
Paul Maurice, though, even with all the chippiness of this series, Paul Maurice had some thoughts at practice the other day because he was asked about the end of series handshake. And Paul Maurice thinks it's a waste of time for coaches to shake hands.
I do, too.
He thinks it's stupid. And not the players, just coaches. He doesn't understand why the coaches are shaking hands.
I think it's stupid for everybody because, like, I don't want to be at my lowest moment congratulating the dude that just kicked my ass. It has nothing to do with anything other than my mind ain't right to receive this yet. I need a minute.
But, Leroy, you have to show good sportsmanship.
You want to hear?
You know what? Good sportsmanship is while we competing, right? When it's all said and done, I'll congratulate you, right? Here, you know what's the crazy thing? Win or lose, soon as the game's over, I got off the field. I didn't dab up my friends. Win or lose.
No jersey exchanges? That's become a thing.
No, and part of it is not. It's not because I'm a bad sport. It's, I don't know how that dude feel after we just beat him.
Mm-hmm.
I might not be the best time to be talking about when we used to play in Cleveland. I'll call you later, right? Or conversely, I don't want to dap you up after I done felt some of the biggest heartbreak of my life. I need a minute. But I'm okay with that.
But there's a flip to that, Leroy.
What's that?
What if you won? Aren't you gonna?
Still left. I didn't.
Really, Leroy? You didn't want to be like.
I never hung on the field. and dapped up my boys because
are you
if
saying,
you don't do it when you lose, you can't do it when you win.
So you're saying you weren't a football hobnobber?
No.
Times have changed.
No, times have changed. Sure, that's it. That's it. Oh, Paul Littlerew, I need a minute. Boo-hoo, grow up. I'm not saying I need a minute from that standpoint. I'm not saying I'm whining or crying or whatever. I'm just saying mentally, if you spend all of your heart and soul on something and you lose, right, you need to let that marinate for a minute.
Well, Paul Maurice, right? He thinks it's all, especially for the coach. He loves it for the players, but he thinks for the coaches, they're being a bunch of show ponies. This is Paul Maurice on handshakes.
And then here's a little bit of my complaint. I don't think the coaches should shake hands with the players. When this whole thing started, I don't know where it changed, probably in the last 10 years, but the coaches would come off the bench, shake hands, and then they'd leave. I don't know. Somewhere, some coach wanted to get on camera. So you got down there and got in the line. Now, if you don't, you get roasted for it. You're being disrespectful, so you got to go out and shake a bunch of sweaty dudes' hands. But you wear a suit to the game. But those guys, when the battle is real, like the intensity of it, the meanness, and you got two guys crossing paths that have been trying to do harm to each other for somewhere between 4 and 7 games. That's the way it should be. The coaches, we wear suits. That's why you'll never hear me say, yeah, we're going to get that guy. I'm wearing a suit. I'm not. There's nothing that I'm going to say that I will ever have to answer for from a player, right? So the coach is just, but I'm not going to change that now because it would be viewed as completely disrespectful if you didn't do it. So stay with your own kind. All the suits. I just, ex-players, I think you would make comments of how much you've enjoyed watching them play over the years, and those would be true. That can happen in the hallway after. It doesn't have to happen. I just don't think the cameras should be on the coaches. I think it should be on the players. They're the guys who win, lose, suffer, go through pain, fight for their teammates, take hits. They do the real work. We just drink coffee and swear.
Now, I will say this. I have, when some of my boys I played against, I have gone and met them at the bus, right? But never on, like, go get changed, get, you know, and then I go dap you up, see you in off season, right? But that's by the bus when we didn't all calm down, did our interviews or what have you, right? But, like, no, man. Like, I don't think it's a sportsmanship thing. I just think that you're doing it to show something that you're not feeling.
Well, he's saying some coach ruined it. Somebody wanted to be a hobnobber.
Wanted to be on TV.
Somebody wanted to do it and be looked at, and that brought him in. Like, Paul Maurice is like, he's not for not shaking. He's like, the coaches shake hands and then we leave. But to be in the line, the long handshake, because you know hockey does the whole, you know, line it up, shake hands, egos. He's like, and now I have to do it because if you don't do it, then you're a spoil sport. You know, you're a sore winner if you don't do it. He goes, I don't want to do it.
Right.
I blame it on hockey. I blame it on the networks.
Too much.
They wanted that. They like to say, "Oh, look at that! After a 7-game hard-fought series, look at the sportsmanship. They look at the battle. Look at them.
We know this is legal assault on skates. And I just saw a guy maul him with this. But look how much they love each other now.
Yeah, who cares? He high-sticked them and nearly took his pupil out.
I've also been pretty consistent with this because I'd say the same thing in boxing.
No, I get it. I get it.
If I just got a 2-piece in a soda and I had to have somebody come make sure I was still alive, I'm not standing up and standing next to you while you get your hand raised.
I'm not going to be upset by that.
Suck my thumb and go home.
No, I'm not going to be upset by that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's I'm not going to be upset. No, I'm not going to be upset. Give me I might have got my, everybody saw, I got my ass kicked. Like this, I got hands, he got hands. Who's got the better hands? If he's got the better hands, let me shake that man's hand.
The worst is when Lyoto Machida would kick you in the face, knock you out, and then he'd like go to his knees and bow to you afterwards and be like, no!
See, that's
too much respect!
See, I'm going to tell you something about us. You're not going to kick us in the face and then expect us to be happy and then be like, thank you. Well, yeah, nah.
Wait, hold on, Vlad.
Feet are different than hands. Feet are different than hands. You know that.
Yes, I know that. But let me also make this point. If you got kicked in the head and you land in the ground, you ain't really got much. You can't do nothing. That dude could bow over you and throw some incense over you. Would you go get up and fight? Your ass didn't fight when y'all was fighting for real. What you gonna do now? So when dude bow over your knocked out ass, right? And you mad, that's tough. He already knocked you out. What you gonna do? You trying to make it sound like, oh no, you ain't gonna put your feet on me and then think, you can't do nothing at that point.
Cafelage bringing up Bo Nickel this weekend. Big UFC prospect Bo Nickel lost via liver knee. That was bad.
Wait. Ever since we saw him, he ain't won a fight since.
No, this was his first loss. This was his first loss. His last fight wasn't as impressive, but this time he lost to some Dutch guy who can kickbox, and he kneed him right in the solar plexus, and he was like, you just saw like the uh-oh. Like when they hit that liver, dude, it's over. It's like,
dude, you saw what happened to Oscar when B-Hop hit him?
Oh yeah,
shut down your whole system.
It's like,
finally, Leroy is staying true to be a sore loser. I'm not a sore loser.
He's not a sore winner. He's not a sore loser. He doesn't like any salutations.
Right. It's like I'm not gonna put that on you to shake my hand after I beat you. Don't put it on me. That's all that is. It don't mean I'm not congratulating the guy. I'm the first person told me. You know me better than anybody. I'm the first person to say one of the hardest things for fans, for players to admit is that the other team was better. And on any given day, they can be better.
But the point Paul Maurice was making is there's no point in me shaking Kucherov's hand. He's the one out there who's actually, well, he didn't do much in the series, but they're the ones actually out there playing. I should go shake Coach Pooper's hand and say, be like, hey, nice series, Pooper. And then we just leave. But show ponies like Pooper, they want to be in the line and act like he's a player. He's like, they're not a player. He's like, I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. I'm not leaving.
The coaches do it in football.
I love a frosty handshake in football, Harbaugh and Carroll.
Yeah, no. What about the Detroit Lion one?
Schwartz and
Harbaugh, right?
It's always
a Michigan person.
It's always
Harbaugh. No.
Your boy got 2-game suspension today.
Yep, Shamar.
Who got a 2-game suspension?
Coach got a 2-game suspension, which is weird because it's got to be like.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Something with some player.
Guys are rule breakers, bro. Rule breakers.
That's how they win titles.
That's how we learned about him, too. He was out there, and he was like, he's out there crying because the Harbaugh was gone.
Weren't they stealing signals and stuff
like
that?
Sure were, yeah. Anyway, take a break.
That year.
Out Tua is next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.